Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Fresh foods from local farmers ending up on the lunch tables at schools across the state. That's the goal of the Minnesota Farm to School Institute, which is having seminars this week. Kate Siebold of the Department of Ag says all schools can get this healthy help.
There's support for schools of all sizes, as well as early care providers in our state, to buy local food, to teach, you know, about local food, agriculture, and get kids out into gardens.
Siebold says the funding for the programs comes from federal grants from the USDA. Minnesota Lynx have announced the signing of 11 honorary team members to their Junior Lynx Dream Team. The students are from Highland Park Middle School in St. Paul. The kids all signed a one-day contract with head coach and president Cheryl Reeve. The idea behind the program is to build confidence and instill a passion for the game. The Junior Lynx team will be honored at halftime of the Lynx game on August 8th at the Target Center. The Minnesota Board of Trustees has approved the largest tuition increase in nearly two decades. Emma Gabbert is the student body president at Metro State University and a board member of Students United.
Without these increases, we would see increased class sizes, decreased class offerings, program closures, and the direct student support staff would be cut or severely short-staffed. And we understand that our schools are in a precarious financial position right now, especially with everything going on federally.
Increases range from 4 to 8% across the 33 schools. The 8-5 vote came after the Board of Trustees outlined tremendous uncertainty facing higher education in Minnesota. And LGBTQ plus Minnesotans are telling their stories and sharing resources with the Minnesota Historical Society's Greater Minnesota to Spirit and LGBTQIA plus History Map. Spokesperson Lizzie Ehrenhalt emphasizes it's a community project that anyone can submit stories to.
But we've worked with some really amazing community partners to produce this, including Carlton County Historical Society, Goodhue County Historical Society, the Fargo-Moorhead Pride Collective, people in Clay County, Itasca.
Ehrenhalt says the map highlights untold queer history in Greater Minnesota. The map is exhibited at the Winona County Historical Society for the rest of the month. This is MNN. Some parts of southwest Minnesota could reach triple-digit high temps this weekend. Mike Griesinger of the National Weather Service says that corner of the state will feel the extreme heat.
Warming coming off of the higher terrain there, the Buffalo Ridge, can kind of get places around Madison down toward Redwood Falls to really heat up when you get a good southwest wind. So yeah, that's kind of where you have your potential for hitting 100 degrees.
Griesinger says areas in far northern Minnesota could warm into the 90s this weekend. A Juneteenth celebration will be held Saturday at the Minnesota State Capitol. Organizers say this year's celebration will be a launchpad for economic empowerment, wellness, and civic engagement. There will also be a career fair, seminars on home ownership, music, and food. And drought conditions appear to be a thing of the past for all of Minnesota. The latest U.S. drought monitor map indicates just under 10% of the state remains in a moderate drought. That's down about 7% thanks to recent rainfall. The percentage of Minnesota considered abnormally dry fell from 66 to 62% this week. North central Minnesota and the northwest corner of the states are the driest areas.